C. The right to be who you are. We run a program for women who are attracted to women and for women with varied gender expressions. We offer them counselling and community support. We also have a training program for young girls on women's sexuality issues. We normally start off with menstruation, then we talk about relationships, sexuality, and gender identity. Normally, people get in touch with us through the helpline. People feel comfortable with that because they can be anonymous. If somebody wants to talk more, she can have face-to-face counselling. There is hardly any information on homosexuality, or any kind of sexuality for that matter. When young girls feel attracted to their own sex, they are often confused. They do not know what it is all about. Sometimes they think they are the only ones in this world who are attracted to girls. They cannot share it with anybody. They most often could not have told their parents, even if it was a boy they had fallen in love with. Premarital sex is taboo. What do the girls normally ask? Is it normal to be attracted to women? Is it a disease? Will I be accepted by society? Other women ask us where they can find a good psychiatrist who can help them to become so-called normal. There is also a lot of loneliness. Many women are not able to find a partner and call us to talk about it. They may also be concerned about what is going to happen to them when they get old. The normal course of a woman's life is that she goes to school, then, in a middle-class family, she might study. By the age of 25 or 30, she should be married. After 30, it will be very difficult to find a good match. A young woman's parents will most often pressure her emotionally to get married. In India, the only social security network we have is the family. So if you lose your job or get ill, you will go back to your family. Losing that network would be a disaster. That's why so many people give in and get married, even if they don't want to. Things are changing a little bit. In the metros, many people are earning more money and getting more independent. It has therefore become a little easier for women to live on their own. But it is still looked upon with a lot of suspicion. Maya and Betty.